Man pleads guilty to killing wife of music legend Clarence Avon. By Breitbart News on March 4, 2022. Los Angeles, AP, a 30-year-old man pleaded guilty Thursday to the murder of philanthropist Jacqueline Avon, the wife of legendary music executive Clarence Avon. Ariel Maynor pleaded guilty in the fatal shooting of Avon and the attempted murder of her security guard at her Beverly Hills home in December, Los Angeles County prosecutors said. Maynor also pleaded guilty to possession of a firearm by a felon and two counts of burglary. He is scheduled to be sentenced on March 30 and could be sentenced to up to 170 years in prison, prosecutors said. This crime continues to shock the conscience, District Attorney George Gaskin said in a statement. Mrs. Avon's death was a tragic loss felt by our entire community. Gaskin said Maynor will be ineligible for elderly parole. Police were called to the Avon's home early on the morning of December 1 and found Jacqueline Avon, 81, with a gunshot wound. She was taken to the hospital but did not survive. He also fired on a security guard, authorities said. Neither the guard nor Clarence Avon was hurt. An hour later, Los Angeles police officers arrested Maynor, a parolee who had shot himself in the foot at a home in the Hollywood Hills about 7 miles, 11.27 kilometers, away. He was arrested for burglary, and hours later was tied to the Avon shooting. Authorities have said he was burglarizing both homes, and they don't believe he was targeting the Avons. Jacqueline Avon was a longtime local philanthropist who led organizations that helped low-income neighborhoods including Watts and South Los Angeles, and was on the board of directors of the International Student Center at the University of California, Los Angeles. Grammy-winning executive Clarence Avon is known as the godfather of black music and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year. The 91-year-old was also a concert promoter and manager who mentored and helped the careers of artists including Bill Withers, Little Willie John, L.A. Reid, Babyface, Jimmy Jam, and Terry Lewis. The Avons were married for 54 years and had two children, Alexander Dubois Avon and Nicole Avon, a film producer and former U.S. ambassador to the Bahamas who was married to Netflix co-CEO and chief content officer Ted Sarandos. Jacqueline Avon's charitable work and personal connections made her a widely beloved figure. After her death, tributes to her came from former President Bill Clinton, Irvin Magic Johnson and Quincy Jones, who said, "The heaviness of my heart today is unlike any other that I have ever experienced."